A new theater company is setting up shop in Bakersfield, and it's about to bring the community its first production. It's called Ovation Repertory Theater, and joining us is the artistic director, Hal Friedman. Hal, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very good. Jesus Christ Superstar opens June 2nd through the 25th at the theater at 1622 19th Street in Bakersfield, the old Spotlight Theater building in the heart of the Arts District downtown. We'll get to that in a little bit, but first off, Hal, why start a new theater company in anywhere, but especially in Bakersfield? Why the need?
Well, I think that, you know, our goal is to be professional, and while there's a lot of community theaters around town and in the Valley area, we felt that we wanted to have the goal of becoming something more, be more, if we can, eventually on the national scene of theater, and hopefully being bringing top-notch professional theater to the Valley area that people can come from all over to visit and see.
Ovation is a semi-professional theater offering the community professional quality productions. That's what you aim to bring the Valley. Tell us a little more about your background and the others who are part of your company.
Absolutely. Well, I've been doing professional theater for 20 years. I've worked in such places as the Kennedy Center. I was the managing director of a theater in New York City called Rescue Agreement. I've worked with the Signature Theater in Arlington, Virginia, Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. These are all major theaters. They've all won, many have won Tony Awards. And so I have a very professional background. I started as an actor and then actually came to the Central Valley and ran the old Spotlight Theater, which is the space that we're taking over. And we're very excited about the future. And the others with me, Bien Rosalmi and Adam Klein, they also have, between the two of them, I think about 30 years of professional theater experience as well. And have put in many, many years and hours to building theater here in Kern County.
So you mentioned that the Spotlight Theater, your experience there, and also that's the home for your new company. How is what you're doing with Ovation going to be different than what Spotlight did?
Well, I think that, you know, our goals with the Spotlight back then were we were still community theater trying to become semi-professional and then on to professional. And I think we're taking some of those things and building upon them, while also bringing new people in and creating something new. This isn't the Spotlight 2.0. This is the Ovation Repertory Theater. It's something completely different. And our goals may be the same, but the product and the amount of energy and time and finances that we can put into it are vastly different than what we were doing way back then. So
I hear from so many people throughout theater, whether it's in Bakersfield or Visalia and Tulare or Fresno, they all say the same thing. There is so much talent here. Tell me about that. How do you feel about the talent pool that we have here in the Southern San Joaquin Valley?
I mean, I'll tell you, it's amazing because you have, I think, L.A. near, and you have San Francisco that's not too far away, and Fresno, and all of those have thriving theater communities in one way or another. And also, you know, especially in LA, you have so many actors that go there and you know, try for the dream, and some make it and some don't. But, you know, many of the ones that maybe don't quite get the dream, they look to settle down and they come to places where, like Bakersfield, and they find that they can continue on with what they love and do it maybe not in under the same kind of pressure, and the talent builds on itself, and you know, you start training up the talent, and then the young talent here gets to work with people who have maybe worked all over the country and in LA, and they can start to build, and I think that there's no end to what the talent can be here in this area, because really we have actors that will come in from LA just to perform here if it's a show that they want. We have actors that are from here that have gone to LA, come back. Some people have done major professional work and come back and looking for a different life, but don't want to give up doing what they love. And so we benefit from that. And it's quite fantastic.
Hal Friedman is with us. He's the artistic director of Ovation Repertory Theater, premiering a Jesus Christ Superstar June 2nd through the 25th. It's the first production of Ovation Repertory Theater at their new home at 1622 19th Street in downtown Bakersfield. You had auditions for this show back, I think it was February or so. Walk me through the process. How do you put something like this together? It has to be a mammoth undertaking anyway, but especially with it being your first production of this company.
Well, I think that, you know, thankfully we had a good management plan, and so we were able to put the business side to bed for a little while and then concentrate on the artistic side, and you are always balancing both. So once we had all that in place, you know, yeah, it was time for auditions. We sent out notices about a month ahead of time. We really tried to build a buzz for what we were looking for. And in this case, we were really looking for personalities. Jesus Christ Superstar as a show is really built upon different characters singing, you know, in different styles with their own personalities. No two characters in the show are the same. And so we were really looking for people to bring their talent and show us what they have. And I think what was really fantastic is we had people from all walks of life come out for this show and just show us what they can do. And so when we were casting, I think it became a discussion of, you know, what types are we looking for? What do we want to have in this show? I mean, some people had, you know, performed, but maybe not in on the level that we were talking about, and we brought them in, and we have some people who are veteran performers who've been performing for years, and we were able to combine all these people. And sometimes you don't know until you have auditions what you're going to have. And I think in this case, it was really great because I think a lot of people in the community felt like they would have a chance because this is the first show. It was something they wanted to be a part of because it's so cool to be part of the first show. And I think that, you know, people really felt the freedom to give it a shot and give it a chance. And so we were really able to not have any preconceived notions and just go in and say, show us what you got and cast from there.
Certainly looking forward to it. You write that Jesus Christ Superstar, the original Hamilton. That's an interesting comparison. I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think that at the time when it came out, it was the original Hamilton. It was the original rock opera. You know, you had that and I think Tommy by The Who. And these were these albums that, you know, everybody had that were, they weren't shows yet. I mean, Superstar was not necessarily made to be a show. It was made to be this album that went on to spawn a Broadway production that went on to be so popular as an album that they ended up making it into a movie. And, you know, everybody knew it. And it was music from the era of rock and roll when in the, you know, 70s, it was the Led Zeppelins, and they were trying to emulate that. And they were building from that. And that's basically what Hamilton has done today, by looking at hip-hop artists and R&B artists and building from there, as well as the musical theater tradition. And that was sort of what we wanted. We wanted to get back to that a little bit. We have changed some of the styles, that less rock and roll, maybe a little more hip-hop, but we still keep the rock and roll base to it. But we really wanted to capitalize on reminding people, you know, this was what started this idea. You know, we wouldn't have the rock opera or the hip-hop music. I guess they're calling Hamilton a hip-hopera. And we wouldn't have those things if it wasn't for Jesus Christ Superstar kind of breaking those boundaries at the time.
And again, it's playing June 2nd through the 25th, and you can find all the tickets and information online. Before we go, one more question before we give that out. What's your vision long-term? Where is Ovation headed? What do you have coming up this year, and what's the long-term vision?
Well, the long-term vision is to keep creating professional quality work and keeping it at a price where people can enjoy it here in Bakersfield and Greater Kern County, and to, you know, basically create a professional theater company here that everybody can enjoy. And then, you know, the rest of this season, we have some amazing shows. We've already cast Legally Blonde, going to be directed by Jared Klaus. And we're very excited about that. We have an amazing cast. That opens in August. In October, we have Gypsy being directed by Adam Klein, who is one of the other owners as well. And I think he's got a tremendous vision for that show. After that, we take a break. And then we come back in February with Bonnie and Clyde, the musical, which is a fantastic new musical, only about 4 years old. And we're really excited about that. I will be directing that one. And then we finish up with Million Dollar Quartet, which is based on the one-night recording session between Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis. It ran on Broadway for a bunch of years, and we're really excited to kind of premiere that here. And we're hoping to bring in professional musicians and just make it basically a big jam session. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun indeed. Again, Hal Friedman, the artistic director of the Ovation Repertory Theater, a semi-professional theater offering the community what it calls professional quality productions. Jesus Christ Superstar, the company's first show, opens June 2nd, runs through the 25th at the theater at 1622 19th Street in Bakersfield. You can find all of that information and tickets at the website, theovationtheater.com. Hal, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.